106.3 NBZ FM. You're waking up with Woodhouse. Hello, good morning. 564-0100 is the number, and we're joined this morning by Kylie. Welcome in to NBZ FM.
Thank you.
Well, glad to have you here. You're an intern with us, and you're at SUNY Plattsburgh, yes?
Yes. I'm graduating this year. I'm very excited.
What are you doing after graduation? Do you know yet?
No idea.
Well, you're in good company because, you know, going through adulthood, I just kind of stagger through.
Exactly.
But thanks for joining us this morning because, well, the other night on Colbert, he talked about this Christian nightclub. And he goes off onto all of this slang that I just do not understand.
Okay.
So perhaps maybe you're the decoder ring, so to speak.
Of course I am.
Yes. So we'll get right to it here, and then we can break it down.
In Nashville, a Christian nightclub has opened where there's no twerking, no drinking, and no smoking. But they do demand you dress well. As the organizers put it, when you pull up, we expect to see you in your holiest drip. Oh, I gotta hit this place up. As a Catholic, we know how to arrive in the holiest of drips, okay? The Bishop of Riz, the servant of God, being served. I'm just saying, the Pope is fully snatched.
Not so much talking about the nightclub here, because, yeah, whatever, right?
Yeah.
But the holiest of drips.
Do you want, like, an example, or do you want me to, like, break it down for you as a female?
Yes.
Nashville, you know. I feel like the holiest drips in Nashville is, like, the short skirt and the... I guess I don't really know what a man wears in Nashville, but maybe the cowboy boots and the hat and the beer in the hand.
Right. So a drip, is that, like, if you're dressed nicely?
No.
No?
It's... No, you're dressed the complete opposite. You have little to nothing on.
Oh!
I mean, I guess not. Drip, like, you got, I guess, yeah, nice. Like, you have the expensive chain or, like, the dollar store, like, gate. You know, like, the thing you put the quarter in and then you, the dispenses it out. Like, that could be drip, I guess.
Okay.
That's what a lot of people's drip are, or is.
Well, I guess so long as it looks good, right?
Yeah, so yeah, I guess drip could be like the fancy fake watch.
All right.
Never consider it real.
And then Riz? What is Riz?
Game. You have to have Riz. You have to have game.
Okay. So give me an example of some good Riz.
Being able to pull. Like having good, I guess... Let me think. Let me let that one brew for a second.
Okay.
Being able to, like, talk yourself up.
Uh-huh.
You know, you're like, yeah, you're pretty, let's hang out. Like, good. But being able to talk yourself up so it makes it look good for you. But in reality, you actually probably suck.
Oh, I think I used to have that. I think I know what you're talking about.
A lot of men like to think they have it.
Yeah, I know I don't, though. That's the thing.
At least you're honest.
I do my best. And then the final one he said was snatched.
The girl looks snatched. She's in her bodysuit that makes her look skinny. And again, I don't really know how a guy can look snatched.
All right. So snatched is just a banging look.
Yes. Banging. I like it. I like that. That's a good descriptive word. It's chef's kiss.
Yes.
It's chef's kiss. If you look snatched, you're looking fire. You're looking good. And you're feeling yourself.
You mean like that one guy you were talking about the other day when we were at Mainly Lobster?
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, Kylie, thank you for, you know, lending the, you know, lifting the veil of mystique off of the slang that your kids use these days.
Of course.
And Kylie's work, of course, is kind of, you're doing a lot of stuff behind the scenes for us here, and we really appreciate that, doing all the things on the website. And I think we're going to have some more for you here.
Awesome. I'm excited. I think I'm made for the radio. I got a lot to say.
Well, you're certainly welcome here to do all of the things.